give me a signal report.
This is Ordell Joanna. You're sounding all right and mighty fine. In from Chevy, are you going to Chevy tomorrow? Over. We're asking that question when we call the official net here. Anyway, KD4, sir, are clear and waiting in anticipation. I'm clear. WW with you.
2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. Of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins were announced to the net. Call KJ4WZM.
For a WZM announcement. For the EW, Ben, as in Benjamin, down here in Simpsonville, wanted to let the net know that tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we have some people meeting up at the Red Cross building near the Greenville Health System Memorial Hospital, otherwise known as the Prisma main campus now, to kind of consolidate carpool and caravan up to the Shelby Hamfest. Anybody who has any interest to go up to the fest, maybe we can save some gas and have some social time. We're going to meet up down there at 8 a.m., head up to the Shelby Ham Fest, and then people are going to leave as they see fit. We'll let the group at large know that.
I just wanted to get a signal report.
Street location, eh?
But not at my house.
Daniel, you sound good. KC4EGM.
I'll get with y'all in just a second. KO4ZEN. I need your name and location. I did not get that written down.
Try KC4EGN, Daniel.
Yeah, I got you, Harry. There's another guy in there with a call that is very similar to yours who made an announcement about the Shelby Ham Fest. I may have wrote his call down wrong.
I'm really paying attention to that, you might ask him to recheck. Either way, we'll be quiet until the net starts. KC4 is again.
An hour waiting for you.
Yeah, you can go ahead and check me in now, and we'll stick around for a little bit of action later.
KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben down in Simpsonville. I'm the one that made the announcement, and just wanted to check. Did that come through clear? Is my radio doing okay, or was the choppiness only Daniel?
Everybody copied it. It was no problem.
I have checked in over the web net check-in, so I'm good to go. I'm going to be monitoring. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Got to recognize all the pre-net check-ins, so you'll hang tight. I'll go ahead and do that, and I'll just I'll skip you in that list just since I've got you checked in this way.
One more announcement, Daniel.
What's your announcement, Dave?
W4DJW. Thanks, Daniel. This is just to let everybody know that the Monday meeting, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Monday night meeting, has been canceled because of Labor Day. So we will not be having the meeting on Monday night. We also don't have a place to have the meeting. Right. So a couple of reasons why. One is because Labor Day would have a very low turnout, and we don't have a place to meet yet. We're still working on that, but hopefully it'll get back on track next next month. W4DJW, back to net.
You got any kills on Dave's announcement? Negative, a negative.
Yes, that would be appreciated, Daniel. Thank you.
I just had a technical difficulty. All right. I'd like to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-in. And that would like to recognize KA3JCA, that's Richard, KA4JCA, Sally, KA4ACL, Ashley, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. They're in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, he brings along. N4IEI, his wife Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZW, he already checked in over audio, so I'll go ahead and skip over him. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KI4LDI, Andy from Table Rock. W4IOE, Sid from Fletcher. KJ4TIQ, that's Philip over at Easley. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KO4CEF, Andrew and Inman. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. WU2T, Rusty and Moore. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Any two pre-net check-ins tonight. It was 23, but went ahead and checked in Ben on audio, so that'll be 22 there. Back to 23, including me. 24 with Harry, 25 with Ben, and 26 with DJW, Dave. So we'll begin looking for check-in number 27. Ahead and call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-Ray. This is Joe, mobile in Waynesville this evening. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Just want to wish everybody 73s, and I'll also be short time. Back to net control. Thank you so much.
I'd like to recognize Key Zero UUX. That is Joe from Waynesville. Also, I've got a couple other one by telephone relay. I've got Chad and Anna from Campobello. That's KF4NUE and KF4RYP. They're in Campobello tonight. We're going to go ahead and call one more time for Echolink stations. It looks like I've got a whole list on there. So Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, WB3, Lima Foxtrot Golf J in Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to just be for a short stay in and out.
Net control, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Mike Quebec, November, Russell, Mobile, and Florence.
WB3LFG, that is Jay over there in Norman, Oklahoma. KK4MQN, that is Russell, Mobile, and Florence. And next up, I have KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose by telephone relay. Any other stations, Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. All right, I don't hear any. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with stations with the suffix every call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. WZM. And Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu, Whiskey Alpha.
Museum. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KJ4ZWA. That's my brother Thomas over here in TR with me. Next, I have K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations you end up forming through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Distributor Net, call KJ4WZM.
K4 Alpha Oscar Uniform. This is LT, that's Lima Tango. I'm in Pumpkintown, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to all.
Ben Kilo, Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
For WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, for Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Still in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Hey, Jay and LT, good hearing you.
I'd just start off Alpha to Delta with. First station, I'm going to need your call sign again. I believe it was LT from Pumpkintown. If you wouldn't mind coming back with your suffix, I've got KJ4 and then I'm missing.
K4 Alpha Oscar Uniform. That's LT Lima Tango. I'm not sure if it was me that you were speaking about, but at any rate, it's KK4 Alpha Oscar Uniform. 73.
Okay, I've got KJ4 AOU. That is LT Lima Tango, and that is you're from Pumpkintown, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I got you all checked in now, though. Next up, I have KC2DQV. That is Bob in Gray Court. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KF4DOS, that's Gary. He brings all of them, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. K3JOI, they're at home and easily tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Recognize KK4 DMW, that is Rick. KK4 ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4 MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Your hotel next, E through H, call KJ4WZM.
K4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Next, W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. Any other stations, E through H, call KJ4WZM. A little later, let's try India through Lima. I through L, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, getting ready to head down to Shelby in the morning. Hope to see you there. Be 73. Negative, negative, 73.
WZM. Neil, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
J4 WZM. Neil, would you please check in? Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KK4JFL, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KO4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And KC4MFK, that's Donna. They make their home in Greer. Any other stations? India through Lima, I through L. Call KJ4WZM. Lima 5 next. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Papa M0P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. For any of them, if you're civil, go ahead to the patient group. Quebec through Tango, Q2T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Daniel, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down here in Joanna. I'll be negative, but I'll hang around.
K4WZM. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KD4SRR. That is Robert and Joanna. And Robert, I've got you marked down for some comments. We'll be back to you shortly. Next up, I've got KL4QLG. That is Chris over there in Liberty. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, SW4CWS, name's Colin, located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM, please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
For WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo X-ray, Gwen, in Simpsonville, and by telephone relay, Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo X-ray Yankee, Stephen in Crittenton, Kentucky. No traffic, no right to.
W4CWF, that's Colin in Mill Spring, North Carolina. KN4CHY, that is Keith in Seneca. KJ4RXX, that's my daddy Glenn over there in Simpsonville, and he brings along my telephone relay. KJ4RXY, that's my brother Steven over there in Crittenton, Kentucky. And spellcheck didn't like that word for some reason. That's the first time I've had to type that on here. It didn't like that. It kept trying to correct it with everything except the correct word. But I got him checked in anyway. Tell him we said hello. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Or Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we go to Rag 2, all the way through the alphabet, call KJ4WZM. For now, so we'll go ahead over to... KJ4WZM.
WZM, KC4EZN, it worked that time.
We're messing up.
I'm going to say yes, but on this end, you were talking and sounded like you were getting ready to move to Ratchu, and then lost your audio, but you were breaking the squelch, you know. By the time it would drop, it would come back, so, and with no audio in there, but you're talking now, so go ahead and talk. KC4EZN.
I'm looking at Echolink now to make sure that I'm actually getting through to the repeater. That's weird that it was misbehaving like that. We'll go ahead and formally close out the rack time, the full portion of that again, then just in case that didn't go through. This is KJ4WZM now securing the full portion of that with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up tonight, we have KC4EZF. That's Harry over there in Candlin. And how is your day today, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZF. Anytime, well, the week that a month starts in is always busy. And with the week starting on Thursday, had meetings that we purposely put at the end of the month to avoid, you know, get them done before the next month started, and then had radio club meeting last night, and my Sunday school class had a thing we called a chat and chew, which is we eat and talk, and we did it out at Lake Julian, and they have a little pontoon boat that they will give you a tour around the lake. It's about a 300-acre lake, and it used to be part of the cooling system for the powerhouse there when they were using coal. Now that they've switched over to gas, they don't use the lake as part of the power system anymore. And one of the interesting things I learned was they had put the water in that lake has always been a little bit warm because the powerhouse was using it, and they put some warm water fish in there. Well, those fish are pretty much gone now. Water's too cold, and there's some cold water fish kind of taking over. But anyway, I say just one little thing and another, moving around after I get back from Shelby, then I'm hoping next week I'll sit back and watch the grass grow and stuff like that. How's your week been? Well, as I started to say, so far it's pretty much over. How was last week? KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Started training for a full-length marathon, so that's been pretty interesting. I got in just over 4 miles today, but my miles are about to go way up. I haven't been running in a while, so trying to step things back up here. It says so far this year I have run 30 miles. This week it says I've done 14 so far. I got one last day to squeeze in here though, and that is tomorrow. So I should close out this week with around, I think it's going to be 22 miles. And then next week is going to be a lot more than that. Monday is supposed to start off at about 12 miles just on Monday. So that'll be pretty interesting.
Friday night, you might want to make it a short trip, and I'll give you permission to take a nap as long as you wake up about 5. Well, let me put it this way. Wake up about 10 minutes to 8, turn that power supply on so that it gets up and warm, and then you'll be ready to rock and roll on the bed at 8 o'clock.
In the door with just a couple minutes to go this time. Still kind of hot right now, actually. I need to go get a shower here in a few minutes and return back to normal smell. But, yeah, I got my run in today after work, and I knew it would just be a few miles, so I had time to do it, but I barely did it. Sounds like my radio's on the fritz again. Hold on. 7. And then went running, so I didn't have a whole lot of time before net time, and it's been kind of a challenge trying to get to the net in time. I guess it's going to continue to do so because this was the first full week of running, and I still have all the rest of this month and all the rest of next month to go. So I may need to look for some help calling the net, too.
Well, don't. Something else. We'll kind of miss you, but, and I guess in my mind I'm sitting here thinking, so far you have not quite run in this past week what you're going to run in one day for a full marathon. Is that correct?
I was out this week with 22 miles, but the start of next week starts with 12, and I'll definitely eclipse that. I'll be around 30 to 40 something miles by the end of next week, maybe more than that. I need to average about 50 miles a week running, and I'm trying to go from not running at all to averaging that, and so far it doesn't hurt at all, but I haven't really been that far either, so we'll see how things go, because I got 14 miles in so far this week and 8 more to go, so that's 22 miles.
For start, that's not bad. It's been not quite as many years as you are old. I was able to run 6 miles without dying, and I did not enjoy it. I never got the runner's high. I did run with some other folks who they were doing what you're working on. They had to slow down, and I had to speed up, and we could run a couple of miles together. And he says, we can't go this slow. We'll see you later. They took off, gone. But I never had the ambition to do 26 miles all at one time. I have some admiration for you wanting to do that, and sometimes I question your sanity in there too, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Yeah, I completely understand about that. I question my own sanity as a result. For those of you in the northern part of the upstate where I'm from, this is like running from Gallinsville to Dacusville. It's not short. It's basically going from the Spartanburg line to the Pickens County line, all the way across Greenville County in the northern part. That's how far it is by road. And it's not short, and I do question my sanity for even attempting it. But I'm just doing it because it's difficult and I'm trying to go do hard things, I guess. I don't know. My brother rides a bicycle a lot. He's been from Cherrydale, South Carolina, near Greenville, all the way down to Beaufort before, really close to Hilton Head. He did that ride. It was about 230 miles. He did it in 11 hours.
I'm afraid that my bottom would die before I got that far on a bicycle. I've got an old mountain bike. It's a Trek, which is one of the better named bicycles. It's made, I think, in 1993, believe it or not. It was one of the first steel frames that they had welded in China. They had the frames welded in China, and they shipped them over here, and they painted them. And our scout troop was wanting to bicycle the C&O Canal, which is, I think, about 100 miles, or it took us a week to do it. And I wanted a decent bicycle and started pricing them and found out what they cost and had to back up and rethink that. But I learned how a good bicycle was put together, and I learned a few names. Was at a pawn shop one day, and, you know, they had the ones that you buy at, you know, the Walmart and stuff like that. And I knew not to even think about them. And I saw this bike hanging there, and it had all the features, the nice derailleur and the quick removing wheels and all that good stuff. And I was looking at it, and the guy came out, and he said, I'll sell you that for $65. So I gave him $65, and then I went and spent another $40 to buy the grease and some tools and stuff to work on it. And rode it on the C&O Canal. And it's hanging up the garage right now. I need to get back doing it, too, just to get some exercise in. But Never had the ambition to go much further than that seeing Okinawa trip. Anyway, nice talking to you, Daniel. I did see you call me on the phone, and we're out in the middle of that lake when that was happening, and I had my phone silenced. So we'll touch base with you a little bit later in the week. But not intentionally ignore you. I'm unintentionally ignoring you, if that makes a difference. But anyway, good talking to you, Daniel. Glad to, like I say, I have both admiration and questioning your sanity there. I run enough to know that it is a challenge, and I was right proud of doing my 6 miles without dying. Couldn't do it today and have no desire to do it, but still, that's a good thing to do. And do things like that while you're young enough to get away with it. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you at KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, we'll say 7-3.
Hi, Harry. I've been in for a really, really long time. It's just a couple of years to you, but it's a big percentage of my lifetime ago that I started with. No, I don't get that silly little runner's high. I'm not that lucky. It's just grueling, painful, tiring. Either. That was at 9 years old, 6.5 miles. The next big distance I did was 16 years old, Christmas Day of whatever year I was 16. I ran 13.1 miles.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
KJ4WZM.
KRE-MR.
To check in, if you wouldn't mind, try to check in again. The repeater's acting up. We might have to give this a couple little tries here.
Steve, and my call sign is KR8MR. I'm in Taylor's. Clear there.
I would like to recognize KR8MR. That is Steve over there in Taylor's. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio.
Name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. I hope I'm getting through the procedure. Good evening, everybody on the net. And for NLR.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Photon, X-ray Bravo, Roy, in Simpsonville.
I would like to recognize N4NLR, that is Jim in Greenville, and KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. That's up for now. So next up, I've got KD4SRR. What's new with you, Robert? How's life in Joanna? Call KJ4WZM.
Well, life in Joanna is about the same as always. The guy down at the corner store. I sound like I'm starting up from Lake Wobegon with Garrison Keillor, don't I? Here. Just not much around here. I'm sorry. And not much goes on in Joanna, but when it does, we all know about it.
Mayberry, huh?
Is the anti-Mayberry. Aunt B is the evil queen of Joanna.
Name her Karen and be done with it. That would answer all the questions.
No, it's more like a Breaking Bad situation, and people think I'm jesting. But am I?
Simpsonville used to be small. Travelers Rest used to be small. Both of them towns grew up. Maybe Joanna will someday, too.
The minister. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but this is what the minister of the cloth told me about his experience in Joanna. He said, and I paraphrase, they should build a fence around the entire town and declare it a rehabilitation center.
That's kind of crazy.
It was operating. It was quite a wild place. People had money, and this place had four honky-tonks, and I mean classic roadhouse-type joints. Had a couple of grocery stores, you know, delivered to your house, and a riding stable, two swimming pools. But more importantly, it had a reputation. And a lot of famous people used to come here to visit in the music business. But they weren't here to perform. It's the legacy of Joanna, the town formerly known as Goldfield. But I digress. Now I woke back up. For a while there, I'm glad the net was on tonight because I almost went deep into meditation. In other words, yeah, I was taking a nap. But I'm glad to be on there now. And I know all of y'all are looking forward to Chevy tomorrow. I'm going to try to make it up, but first I have to change the tire on the rear of the Piston Aluminum number 2. It was last time, though, it was stuck on the rim, which happens with small import cars. If you don't change, you got to take a 4x4 to it and try to knock it off the hub. But anyway, if I can get a changed tire, I will be there. If not, then I will be here and hope I win one of the prizes.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. Yeah, I've been procrastinating and kind of up against the wall with some of it, so I'm actually going to miss out on Shelby this year. But whatever HamFest is next after this, I'm going to try to see if I can't have all my ducks in a row to go to that. Although that's probably going to be next year. I think Shelby's kind of one of the last ones.
Speaking of every year down in Orlando, I found about. I mean, this thing is huge. It's gigundous. And a fellow from Merle's Inlet was telling me about it on the, what's that other net, the Aries net that gets hooked up on the weekend. And he told me about Orlando. That's where he's from. But he's up visiting Merle's Inlet this weekend.
Well, Merle's Inlet's pretty nice. I've been over there a couple times.
Karen, I meant to hear this decades ago. I was going to try to go hear Mickey Spillane give a speech. The famous writer of the Mike Hammer Mysteries. And he was quite a character. Not always airable on media, however, but that's who he was. Side doing Miller Lite commercials. Someone correct me on that. He was a character in his own right, and I think that was his, was just part of the books he wrote. He was kind of almost like a character out of one of his novels. My new Bofang replacement, and I'll be getting some other doodads that'll come tomorrow, and I should have fun with that anyway. And like I said, if I don't get to go,
I think your computer's back to acting up again. I don't know if I'm getting through or not. So I always look forward when Amazon comes. I haven't ordered anything off there in a while, but when I do, I normally spend my whole day just about.
KD4SRR comment.
Go ahead.
Well, if anybody cared where I went, Lily Lou the cat came up here and when I wasn't paying attention and changed the channel. So I was talking to myself on the Union repeater. Sometimes cats love to do those things. They're smarter than we give them credit for. Over.
Funny right there. She doesn't want you talking on it anymore.
What I wonder, like, what does that guy from Joanna own down there? Oh, wait a minute. He was talking about that a minute ago. Must be.
Yeah, I like my cat, but she's kind of interesting. She's been that she can let herself into the house, too, but not quite.
Until you've been adopted by at least three cats, they will learn to direct your life. And they're also, as this is cliche now, they are the greatest proof that the world is not flat. And you know why, Daniel, don't you? Because if the world were flat, cats would have pushed everything off the edge already.
They'd all live right on the edge and drop everything over it.
Once that the fetch things, you could bring things. You could make him some little fuzzy crocheted ball of string you have looking like you made it like regular toys. But you could throw it out, his name was Kismet. Well, we had a nickname for him, but anyway, if his little toy, you'd bring it back and you didn't pay attention to him, you'd read the paper on the phone or whatever, he could get up on the shelf and start knocking stuff off on the floor, particularly remote controls and things like that. Do you pick up his little thing that he so graciously brought back to you and throw it back down the hall one more time?
What happens if you take it away from him?
You didn't dare do that. Oh, no, not with Kismet. I'll get in trouble for this. He was a white cat, and his nickname was Angry White Boy.
My cat's off the way.
Anyway, I'm back on channel now. I got the stink eye on Lily Lou over here, so she don't come jumping up here and change the channel over. But that's about it for tonight. I kind of woke up now. I think I'll go over and get me some warm milk or cider and some Cheez-Its, and I'll just call it an evening because I think tomorrow is just going to be almost, how would we say, emotionally overwhelming to be around all that stuff and me with money in my pocket. Maybe I shouldn't go. But I will, if I can. Anyway, enough of that. I hope everybody else gets up there and has a good time. This is Robert, KD4SRR. I'll just stop while I'm ahead, I guess. I'll be clear for the night. 73s, everybody. Good night, Daniel.
Thank you, Robert. And we'll
we'll pass you later on down the road. Next time. I actually called the net on Sunday night, so feel free to stop in and say hello. KD4SRR, KJ4WZF. Good talking to you, M73. Have a great day tomorrow, and don't buy the entire Hamfest. Looking for any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, call KJ4WZN.
I've already checked in. I'm kind of late checking in tonight, though. I was wondering if anybody had made any mention of watching this launch again tomorrow.
About it. Would you mind telling me about it for a second?
The Orion Artemis launch last Monday for fuel leaks and other problems, and they had some other tentative dates, and Friday, I think, was one of them, and they bypassed Friday in favor of tomorrow, so I think around 12:30 tomorrow, there's a good chance that thing will go loop around the moon. Satellite dishes in the backyard for TVRO, and I'm hoping I'll find a news feed on one of them.
I've never seen a rocket launch either. I'd love to.
This all was the last nighttime launch of the space shuttle back in the end of 2006.
I know there have been some recently that went overhead. Most of them being SpaceX type stuff, putting satellites up.
Question. If we were to ever have really serious weather heading this way, severe thunderstorms and that sort of thing, how does that work on here? I mean, what repeaters do you want to listen to? UHF or VHF or what? I don't know.
A Skywarn repeater, but I have seen them outright connect this net before. Last time I seen it, I think, was around 2010, maybe 2011. They activated the net at like 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon and evening. And I actually did it a few times in the same week because we had a lot of organized, widespread severe weather come through, and the net was activated. Only people who had damage reports again.
All right, is this a net right now? I mean, does it have multiple repeater sites going?
Machine, to the best of my knowledge, is not currently linked to any others. The Skywarn repeater, which is a K9OH repeater, if you want to look that one up, that one links to a large area.
Number K9OH, I don't see that one. I've got a real short list here.
Look for it. Second. I'll let you know what it is.
To Greenville, it's probably like Spartanburg or something.
With a negative offset and a tone of 91.5.
Thank you.
Leave the Skywarn net there. They do activate this net when weather gets really, really bad.
Cincinnati, the National Weather Service talks usually on a 440 repeater to the group leaders that have 2-meter repeaters running, and then these group leaders know what information is worthwhile and needs to be fed up to the UHF repeater, and so it was kind of fun to listen to both of them.
Now, good idea, real quick, of what they're looking for. Call and say, oh, well, a large tree branch fell in my yard. Well, like a 30-mile-an-hour wind gust could do that, so we're not going to report that. Now, if somebody calls in and says, hey, we've got multiple trees snapped about 10 foot off the ground, about 20 or 30 of them in the same yard, and there's a path of them that goes through, that's something that's going to be passed on.
I think I found one on Caesar's Head Mountain. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about. Marietta, South Carolina is where he's at.
Not far from this one.
Link to Columbia, it says. I would think.
K908 repeater, it does link to other repeaters as well. So.
I'm getting more curious about that stuff right now because the hurricane season's peaking and they're starting to name some storms out there in the Atlantic.
Absolutely.
Boogie, it's because I just had my left hip replaced. So I'm on some pretty good drugs. I probably wouldn't be walking around with the walker if I wasn't on these things. So I'm feeling kind of good right now, so I'm taking a break and seeing what you guys are doing.
Been wrapping up calls in it and trying to get me something to eat, too.
I'm into you. I'm not going to be eating out of a window for a while.
Alrighty. I hate to do this, but I'm probably going to get ready to close out the net here so I can go to bed. I've got to get up early in the morning.
Well, it's Steve Kramer. What's your first name again?
It is Daniel. Delta Alpha November India Echo Lima. And I live in Traveler's Rest.
Yeah, real quick, we used to like to go to the Pump House. And it's like a bar. But they used to have pretty good bands. And then now they've changed hands. They got somebody else working there and that owns it. And they got good food. And if you like playing pool, it's an okay place. But other than that, you know, no more bands. So, yeah, we go there. We'll go to the House of Pizza. There's a few places that are right in TR proper where you can go get pretty good French onion soup or something. So we're not too far from TR. I'm not actually in Taylor's. I'm more like Sandy Flat Road area.
That is. There's a quarry in there that I...
Those trucks go by here all the time. I'm actually off of Lynn Road.
And stuff, so if I drop out, that's what's going on. I need to go ahead and close out the net before the radio cuts out. It's almost dead.
All right, yeah, I think you did drop out one time there. Okay, Daniel, 73, KR8MR.
KR8MR, KJ4WZM. Good talking to you.
WCM.
Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM.
Okay, QSL, good night, 73.
You have a good night, 73, KJ4WZM. And I'll have my net report filled out in just a second. Check in and call KJ4WZM, Alpha 3 Zulu. I'm now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Network. Our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing same. We'll now return our repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
To Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. I am currently mobile.